Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by a friend of the show, Matt Verderam, who does a fantastic job covering the NFL for Sports Illustrated. Matt, how you doing today, my man?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing fantastic, man. A lot to get into. I want to start with this. Earlier today, I placed a wager on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl, and I'm looking at them, and I feel like what's happening in the AFC is every time you say you like a team, everybody says, oh, well, I don't believe in them. Well, somebody has to represent the AFC. The Patriots just check a lot of boxes for me. Good quarterback play. They can run the football effectively. They got good weapons. They have a good defense, and they got a good coach. I don't love New England per se compared to some teams that we've seen in the past, but everybody in the AFC is so flawed. I got to pick the team that has the least amount of flaws, and I think that team is the Patriots.
I mean, right now, I'd pick them because they, as we sit, have to play one fewer game in the playoffs than anybody else. And the quarterback might be the MVP of the league. I know the coach can coach. And listen, if they get a warm weather team in there, it's going to be tough. Tough place to play, you know, weather-wise. Now, look, I'll be the first to say this, too, at the same point. I am very interested if, you know, assuming the Bills, who look like they're going to make the playoffs, they get in. The Ravens, who knows, but they get in. Kansas City, at this point, it feels like they're not going to get in, but if they did, those teams in the playoffs, to me, are really interesting because it's a one-off. And especially the Chiefs, with their history, they know how to win these games. Like, if they went to Foxborough in a 2-7 game, I don't know. I mean, they might lose. They might win 37-14. Like, I don't know what to expect. But I think right now, based on what you're looking at, New England's probably the best bet of a conference that doesn't really have a best bet.
I think that's a really good way to look at it. Let's go down the AFC, and we can lock in on the Chiefs and just talk about sort of what's gone wrong for them so far this season. Let's move on to the Denver Broncos. Man, the Broncos just have a lot of the same characteristics of last year's Chiefs team. I mean, this is a team that just feels like they've been walking on this tightrope now for the last couple of months. They just seem to continue to figure out ways to win.
Denver reminds me of Denver a year ago. Now, like, to their credit, they're better in the win-loss column, which is what matters. You know, I've watched every snap of the Broncos this year. And I got to tell you, every time I watch them, fair or unfair, it's just the way I see it, I watch them, and I just keep thinking to myself, like, oh, this is going to be the game where they just finally can't continue to do this. And then they find some way, right? I mean, it's just They really, you know, should have lost the Giants. They should have probably lost to Philadelphia. They should have lost to Washington. But that game, I mean, Benito, to his credit, made a great. I shouldn't say should have. They easily could have. And Benito makes a really nice play and saves them, because otherwise it's a walk-in for the two-point conversion. And there have been so many games like that where you've watched them this year and gone, oh, my God, like are they going to survive? Even the Raiders game they played earlier this year on Thursday Night Football. The problem I have with Denver, and this is why I think New England, to me, is a much better pick, I just have no faith in the quarterback. None. And if they get into a game in the playoffs where a team really presses the issue with him and just says, look, we can score 24, 27. You've got to do it. I know he's done it against Washington, the Giants. I get all that. They don't score against good teams. Like, go look at their offensive output against anybody who's any good. They don't score. And that's the problem. Like, where I think May could win a 34-31 game, I don't think Bo Nix can. Not in the playoffs. And so that's my concern. Is you're just going to come up against a team, whether it's in the wild card round, the divisional round, who's just as you are not beating us 17-14. And that's – I just don't think they're a complete team in the way some other teams are.
Yeah, I feel that same way about them, and that was the point I was just making about them walking on this tightrope. I just feel like they've been on that tightrope for so long. So those are the top two teams right now in the AFC. Yep. So let's just move them to the side. They're the only two teams in the AFC that have double-digit wins. Who else are you a believer in? I'm really starting to come around to this Houston team. I love that pass rush. I've been a believer in C.J. Stroud. They just feel like a team that's playing their best football at the right time. Man, I really struggle with who I believe in the AFC. Once I get past Denver, New England, and Houston, everybody else is just incredibly flawed in my eyes.
I don't believe in any of them. New England would be the team if I had to pick for the reasons we talked about earlier. I don't believe in Denver. I think there's a real world if Denver in the wild card round plays a team that can score, they're going home in the first round of the playoffs. I don't believe in them. Houston, look, I love their defense. Everybody loves their defense. That offense is so bad. Like, I've watched a lot of Houston this year, watched the game against Indianapolis. And Stroud is – look, I'm a Stroud guy. I think Stroud's a good quarterback. And Collins is a great receiver. Carrington, they have nobody else. I mean, nobody. They can't throw the ball to anybody else. They don't run the ball effectively. The line's not good. The way they call plays, their scheme is not great. Now, look, could they just defensively bully their way to the Super Bowl? I mean, yeah, they could. But, again, they're another team. I just look at them, and it's like, you know, they're so one-dimensional. Kind of, they're just like Denver. If you can block them, there's just not a lot they can do. Now, Stroud is better than Nix. But I struggle with them. And the rest of the conference, the Colts might miss the playoffs at the rate that thing's going. With all the injuries and the losses they've had, I don't buy into Jacksonville. Jacksonville, their credit's better than they were a year ago, obviously. But I don't think they're any threat to go to the Super Bowl. I don't think the Chargers – I don't even know if the Chargers can make the playoffs. If they do, I think they're probably one and done. Baltimore and Pittsburgh – I mean, Baltimore, to me, they can't do anything. Jackson is clearly not 100%. That offense is not good. Pittsburgh's not good in general. And then you get to a team like the Chiefs, you just look at them and go, yeah, I mean, at what point are they just not good either? You know, I mean, they're 6-6. They can't do anything to get off the field. They can't get a pass rush. It's basically can Mahomes just save him every week. And that's, you know, look, he's done it. I mean, they've got to the Super Bowl with him doing it, but it's a tall ask.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated, just getting his thoughts right now on the NFL. Let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. I feel like all of us, and I put myself, I'm at the forefront of this, I feel like I've made excuses for Kansas City all season, and I've kind of given them the benefit of the doubt that I believe they've earned through what they've done over the last 5-6 years based off who they are. And I think with them losing on Thanksgiving, I finally are looking at the Chiefs for what they are. They're just a really inconsistent football team, and now you're asking me for a team that has to play Houston, Denver, and Los Angeles. You got to go 3-0 in that stretch in order to make the playoffs. And just there's very little that the Chiefs have done in 2025 that would lead me to believe that they are going to win all three of those games. They can win two of those games for sure, but just in one of those games, they make a turnover, they make a penalty, they make a mistake, right? And ultimately that's going to be the reason why they miss the playoffs.
I mean, look, here's the case for them. They have Patrick Mahomes, and they're at home in all three of those games, and they've been really good at home this year. That is the one thing for them they can hang their hat on. They've been good at home. They've been a totally different defensive team at home. And that's not going to help them if they get to the playoffs. But maybe in the playoffs, the worm turns because they just look at it like it's their time to shine. I have no idea. But that's it. I mean, I've run through a million scenarios here. There's a world they could go 2-1 in those home games and make the playoffs. It's about a coin flip. But if they win two home games, they almost have to be the next two games. They have to beat Houston. They have to beat the Chargers. And if they do that, there's about, mathematically speaking, a little better than 50-50 odds will get in the playoffs. But if they win out, then they're going to get in. I basically look at the Chiefs like this. If they win the next two games, I think they'll make the playoffs because I don't think they're going to lose to the Titans or the Raiders. And I think if they know that their season's on the line against Denver and it's like you win, you get in the playoffs, I think they'll do it at home on a short week. But you're right. I mean, the inconsistencies, I also sat here and thought, okay, you know, Dallas, look, I respected Dallas, but I figured it'd be a game the Chiefs will find a way. And you watch that game, they just can't do anything. I mean, the biggest problem the Chiefs have, they just cannot get a pass rush at all. And that's brutal when you're paying, what, $55 million a year between Jones and Karlaftis, and you can't do anything? And it's not really because of those two guys. I mean, look, Jones would like to have more sacks. Karlaftis has been hit and miss at times. But it's everybody else. I mean, do you know Mike Dan this year has four tackles? Just four tackles. Played, I think, 11 games. That's impossible. Like, you're in the defensive line. Somebody just runs into you five times a year and you have five tackles. Amenahu's done nothing. Gelati's done nothing. And Norman Lott, of course, is hurt. Like, they just – and that's the thing. These next 2 weeks, they're playing bad offensive lines. I have no idea if the Chiefs can take advantage of it or if they're just going to lose these games because – these are the 2 weeks that Houston and the Chargers can protect, and Stroud and Herbert just light them up.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. What I have been calling it is pressure and penalties. If you want me to be back on board with the Kansas City Chiefs making the postseason, it's not like you got to do some huge mental gymnastics. It's win those three home games that I just mentioned. But they have to start getting pressure. I don't care what quarterback you're playing. They haven't gotten a sack in 2 weeks. If you don't sack Bo Nix, they will beat you. If you don't sack C.J. Stroud, they'll beat you. Justin Herbert, whomever it is. Like, the NFL is just based off your ability to get pressure on the other team's quarterback and the penalties. This team is not good enough to keep taking first downs off the board or touchdowns off the board because of illegal procedures or offensive pass interference or bad formations. If the Chiefs can clear up those things, that could be the difference in the one or two plays that have really done them in so far.
Karen, I got to tell you, and I don't know how you feel. I haven't heard your opinion on this. We haven't talked off the air. If I receive Spagnuolo in these next 5 weeks, specifically the three home games, because there are two teams don't look, they can't beat those teams.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
If they should quit, I would relentlessly blitz in these games. I would just go, because to me, if you're going down, you just go down swinging. Like, if I'm the Chiefs, I am just blitzing and blitzing and blitzing and blitzing and blitzing and playing man coverage behind it, and I'm putting all the pressure on McDuffie and Watson, who failed the test in Dallas, but you're not seeing Lamb and Pickens going forward. Like, there's no, you're not playing, the best receivers you're seeing the rest of the year, Nico Collins, there's nobody else alongside of him. The Chargers have Allen and McConkey, but that's not Lamb and Pickens. And then Denver has Sutton. The Raiders have nobody. The Titans have nobody. Like, I am putting every bit of pressure on my corners and just saying, look, I don't care. We're bringing 5 and 6 guys almost every single passing down, every one of them. And if you're going to beat me, you're going to beat me just throwing into constant pressure. And if they and if you lose that way, then you'll lose. And I think you also have to then, as a team, offensively say, hey, we might give up a big play here and there, but we're just going to have to overcome it. And I think the offense actually could overcome it. But the other thing with the offense, to add to what you were talking about with pressure and penalties, A, the penalties do have to stop. I agree with you. But B, whether it's Andy or Nagy or whoever you want to look at, the Chiefs have to just have a come-to-Jesus moment here and say, look, we have got to get under center. We've got to get under center and run the ball more. It was working against Dallas. It completely went away from it. And with Mahomes, you've got to find an intermediate passing game. I mean, you can't tell me that all these receivers, have none of them can beat man coverage. I mean, I watch the whole NFL every week. It's my job. There are teams that have no talent compared to Kansas City that scheme guys open against man coverage every week. The Chiefs can't get Xavier Worthy open on a 12-yard route. They just can't figure it out. I mean, that stuff, that's not a player. That's a coach's issue. So I think it's all those things. But if I'm Spagnuolo, I'm going after everybody the rest of the way. If you lose, fine. You went down swinging.
A couple divisions I want to get your opinion on who you think could win the division or who you are projecting. Let's start with the AFC North. Who do you think ends up grabbing that 4 spot in the AFC out of the AFC North?
I think it's Baltimore, because I don't think Pittsburgh is any good. I think Pittsburgh's going to finally have a losing season with Tomlin. And it feels like that thing's kind of coming apart at the seams. Who could have imagined that Rodgers would start sniping at guys in press conferences? The Bengals, Burrow being back is great. They're 4-8. They're going to have to win out. And I don't know. They might. I mean, they got the Cardinals and the Dolphins and the Browns. Like, maybe they can do it. But it's just too big of a stretch. I won't rule it out, but I'll just say I think it's Baltimore. But I will tell you right now, I don't think, like, if the Chiefs get in the playoffs, I think they're actually, like, intriguing, because it also would mean they're playing really well at that point. I think Baltimore's cooked. They can't do anything on offense, other than Henry running the ball. So I think they'll win the division, but it's almost by default. I don't think it's because they're an actual threat to do anything significant.
I will tell you this, and maybe I am just overreacting to the one game that they had on Thanksgiving night. Cincinnati, if they can figure out a way to win these next 2 weeks, they have Buffalo and Baltimore, and they've already won right. The first game against Baltimore. If they win those first two games, Cincinnati is going to be as hot as anybody and absolutely has a chance to steal that division.
Oh, I agree. If they win those two games, then they will win the division. But you know what it is, truthfully, I just look at this Bills game. They're going to score on Buffalo. They might also give up 55 points. Like, I have no idea. I mean, that's the problem with betting on teams with no defense, is it's not on Joe Burrow. It's not on Jamar Chase. Like, they're going to score. I don't have any doubt in my mind. They're going to score points. It's just, you know, when you're that bad defensively, you could even lose to a bad team. You could just have a game where Jacoby Brissett throws for 400 yards because you can't do anything. Like, that's the problem. But I agree with you. They win these next two games, it's intriguing. It's certainly on the board.
Let's continue on in divisions in the National Football League just to get your opinion on who you think could potentially win. Let's go to the AFC South. You got 3 teams that are certainly in the mix. Jacksonville and Indianapolis both have the same record. Houston is right there behind them at 7-5. Who do you think wins the AFC South?
I don't think they're the best team in it. I think Jacksonville. Because Jacksonville is the Jets and the Titans left, right? So barring blowing a complete tire, which they could, but provided they win those games, that puts them at 10. They play the Colts twice. I actually think it's an advantage right now. The Colts are not playing good football. The Colts feel like we're like one loss away from full-blown like panic meltdown mode. And they go into Jacksonville with Jones on one leg and injuries to Gardner and Buckner. I think Jacksonville is going to find a way to win the game. And if they do, I don't think Indy's going to cast him. Indy's schedule is brutal the rest of the way. Houston's got to go to KC. He's got to play the Chargers. They still have to play the Colts. Like, I think Houston probably finishes like 10-7. I think Jacksonville, even though I think, honestly, of the three teams, they probably scare me the least playing them. I will pick them to win the division just based on the way the schedule's falling.
I'll take it one step further. I think Indy could miss the playoffs just outright with the way that they've played. Like, looking at them down the stretch and with who's left on the schedule, like, I'm not really sure if I see this slide ending with Indianapolis anytime soon.
I think, Karen, this is the week. Like, if they lose this game, by the way, they haven't won in Jacksonville since 2014. Like, they don't ever win down there, ever. There was a year that Jacksonville went 1-15, and the one win was week one against Indy at home. And then they just lost every game the rest of the year. I look at the Colts, and if you lose this game, you've got major problems. Like, you have Seattle up next in Seattle, followed by the Niners on a Monday night. You still have to play Jacksonville and Houston in the end. And the other problem that they have, they've lost everybody. So they've lost to Pittsburgh, which I don't think is going to matter tiebreaker-wise, but it could. They've lost to the Chiefs, which could absolutely matter tiebreaker-wise. I mean, you start looking at this thing, you know, Houston they've lost to. Jacksonville, if they lose this week, they will have lost to. You're not doing yourselves any favors here. I mean, they would be in a spot. Now, they did beat the Chargers. So that helps them. But, yeah, no, listen, I'm with you. Like, this, if they lose this game, it is like a Chernobyl-level meltdown on hand in Indianapolis.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam. We're going through his predictions on who's going to win divisions as we head into December. All right, Matt, we've done the AFC. Let's go over to the NFC. The NFC North, super competitive. You got Chicago, Green Bay, Detroit. Which one of those teams you think wins the division?
I like the Packers. I like the Packers. The Lions were a team that all year, kind of like, they're like the Chiefs in the NFC, where I spent all year saying, yeah, I think they'll figure it out. Injuries are a huge, huge problem for them right now. And Campbell, look, I don't like the way they coach the offense. The offense is a team, they're too predictable at times. And I feel like at some juncture here with Campbell, buddy, kick a field goal. Like, just stop with these, like, fourth and fives. And I mean, that fourth and five or whatever it was, fourth and four, you had 10 points with 9 minutes left. It's a 30-some-odd-yard field goal. Just kick it. Like, why are you going for that? What are you doing? I feel like, to have problems that I don't know are going to be quickly reversed. I like the Packers more than the Bears. The Bears, to their credit, are winning games and run the heck out of the ball. The defense is coming around. Caleb Williams scares the heck out of me, man. If you watch those games, and he'll make two or three throws in a game, like, wow. And then he'll make four or five other throws. Ooh, what is he looking at? He's kind of like Trevor Lawrence in that regard. So I think the Packers are going to win this Sunday. I think they'll win the I think they'll sweep Chicago. I think the Bears make the playoffs, but I think the Bears are going to go as wild as they make the Packers will win it.
Yeah, all you got to do is show me with the Bears is their point differential, and they're +6, even though they're 9-3.
Like, not good.
That evens out eventually, you know? Like, I'm sorry, that evens out eventually. I'm with you when it comes to Chicago. Let's go to the NFC South. You got Tampa Bay. You also got Carolina. Carolina is the most confusing team in the National Football League. I see them get blown out 1 week by the Bills. I then see them go on the road and beat the Green Bay Packers. I have no clue what to make of the Carolina Panthers. They have now made this a really tight divisional race. Tampa Bay are Carolina, which team wins the South?
Tampa. I think even if all Tampa's got to do is split with Carolina because their schedule's a joke. Like, they might win out otherwise. And Carolina's problem is they still got to play Seattle on the road. I just think the schedule gods are kind of against Carolina at this point. But I'll say this. Congrats to the Panthers, man. Like, whether they win the division or not, like, what an incredible year. I mean, nobody thought the team was going to do anything. I think, and I wrote about this a couple weeks ago on the heels of that Monday night against the Niners. Big question I have with the Panthers is, what are you doing at quarterback? Because I actually think that team is starting to kind of round into form. Bryce Young can't play. Like, he's just not good. And I know he threw for three touchdowns against the Rams. That's fine and well. But, like, for every game he has like that, he's three other games, he looks like he doesn't belong in the sport. They have to make a decision on his fifth-year option this offseason. How do you pick that up? How do you pick up an option on him? Like, I don't know. So, look, that's a question for another day. I think the Bucs will win the division. I love Tampa going into the year, but the injuries, Mayfield's clearly not – he's not right. He's not playing his best. I think they're another year of they're going to be the four seed, and they're going to get blown out the first round of the playoffs.
I'll get you out of here with this last one, the NFC West. You've got the Rams, Seahawks, and Niners. They all have three losses right now. The Rams and Seahawks are 9-3. The Niners are 9-4. This is by far and away the most competitive division in the National Football League. Who do you think is coming out of the NFC West?
I'll take the Rams, but that loss against Carolina hurts because they've already played their home game against Seattle. Seattle gets the Rams on a Thursday night later on this year. I trust Stafford more than I trust Darnold. I trust McVay. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl in the preseason. I have no reason to change that now. I think the Rams win the division, but I think it's really tight. And I think whether or not the Rams or the Seahawks, or whoever wins that, whoever's the wild card team, would not be shocked if those two teams see each other in January.
That is our guy, Matt Verderam, joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work with Sports Illustrated covering the National Football League. Matt, always great to catch up with you, my man. We'll catch up with you next week.
Anytime. Take care.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.